Welcome to your five for the day. For many people, their pets are part of their family, and they want them to be there by their side day and night. Many people let their pets sleep in bed with them. Of course, it may be nice to have a dog or a cat in bed, but some pets shouldn't be allowed anywhere near when we sleep. As evidence of this, just listen to what happened in this story, which appears to be fictional, but it has a valuable lesson, so I just have to share it with you. This woman was sleeping with her pet every night, a python. It may come as no surprise, but it turned out that this was not the best choice of sleeping companions. Every evening the woman was surrounded by her beloved snake. As she slept on her belly, her pet python spread out along her body from her head to her toes. These were nice moments they shared together until she noticed something was wrong when the python suddenly stopped eating. The woman was worried and took her pet to the vet to see why it refused to eat. When the vet asked her more about the python's daily routines, he was shocked to hear of their sleeping habits. After hearing that the woman and the python slept together every night, the vet became very concerned. He asked the woman if the snake ever laid down her body and curled around her. She confirmed that this was the case. The vet began to explain to the woman that the snake was not cuddling her, but measuring her. Each time the snake spread out along her body, it was practicing for its next big meal. The vet explained to the woman that the python refused to eat because it was preparing for a big feast, the woman herself. It turned out that the snake was patiently waiting for the perfect time to eat, in this case, its owner. So what the vet pointed out was that although exotic pets like reptiles and insects are unusual pets that are interesting to own, they need to be put back in their cage or aquarium before turning off the light at night. In fact, the vet in this story is the person we need in our lives who can tell us when we are doing something extremely stupid and life-threatening. But of course, we may not listen because we are blinded by our emotional relationship to the situation. We need to be humble enough to listen to the professionals and follow their advice. God's living word, the Bible, warns us to be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Our greatest enemy's tactics and strategies come to us in many guises and multiple disguises. He comes using beguiling words and deceptive tricks designed to deceive and delude. His aim is to blind the minds of them which believe not, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Amazingly, the Bible also exclaims that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "I am the light of the world." In him was life, and his life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I came that they might have life, and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.